There's no other show quite like The Ron Van Dam Show. Thank God for that. Oh, can you imagine if there were two of these or more? Whoa, that is a world I do not want to live in. There's only one, and it's enough. This is The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following programming is EI, educational and informative.
No, it's not.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. This is where people go when they don't understand something that's going on around them. Yeah, it's your hub for that. For example, I used to think that interest rates were the rates in which people were interested in things. Do you like movies? Yes, I do. That's a high interest rate. A lot of people are interested in it. Come to find out, it has nothing to do with that. I thought last week when we turned our clocks back that we would relive an entire hour of our lives again. It's not what that was about. I thought that daylight savings time was like saving the whales. Apparently not. That has nothing to do with saving anything. I don't have a place in my house where I save things like time. What is that about? Although I've saved many whales, you should see the size of my closet. Oh, I got so many stuffed in there, it's unbelievable. And this is the portion of the program where I say silly jokes with a background theme music. Did you enjoy it? I know I did. Thanks for coming by. This show is different than other shows, and we're proud of that, for no reason whatsoever. I have a friend who just loves his leaf blower, but not to blow leaves, if you know what I'm saying. Well, welcome to the program. This is the Friday edition of the show. This should last you the whole weekend, so it's superpower and supercharged. Because I only do this on weekdays. I don't do it on the weekends. I could, but I don't. So that's that. I mean, what do you want from me? Anyway, today is also Veterans Day. It's the day that we honor our veterans, which is very important. Unlike the former president of the United States, that Trump guy, have you heard of him? I don't know why he's never in the news. Yeah, he doesn't care for veterans or anybody defending the country, and shouldn't be defending the country. We should just be all on our own here. That's what he thinks. And then he also thinks that people who are captured in POW camps or wounded in war are losers because they got wounded or they got caught. You're a loser. I mean, seriously? Seriously? Anyway, let's move on. I try not to be political, not from the sense that I have nothing to say about it, from the sense that I'm just damn sick of it. Okay, now, every year I play this little clip because it's fascinating. Do you hear me? It's fascinating. I made this mistake almost 20 years ago now. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm 20 years old. Sometimes, you see, veterinarians are also called vets. And I had an interview with a veterinarian on Veterans Day. Too confusing for me. And this is what happened. This is true. This is what actually occurred.
Okay, let's do the thing here. Let's speak to, actually we're going to talk about Veterans Day. Good morning, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Well, how did you spend Veterans Day yesterday? I know you did some special stuff.
Well, I think I spent Veterans Day thanking the veterans in the world,
sir.
But actually I'm a veterinarian, and that's who you're speaking with.
That's
Dr.
Right.
John DeYoung, and I'm a veterinarian.
Look, I figure one vet is good for another vet.
Absolutely. But I'm here to talk to you about the 150th anniversary of the American Veterinary Medical Association, on which I serve on the executive board, and any questions you guys might have about the veterinary profession, veterinary care for your animals, etc.
And I thank the veterinarians for making our country safe and what it is. I'm trying to tie the two together. Now,
sure will.
Okay.
Well, what we do, interestingly enough, Ron, is that veterinarians are involved with food safety, and all of the foods that are inspected in the armed services are done through veterinarians. So veterinarians play a very important role
in food
safety, not only for our troops,
and I knew that,
but also for people here at home.
That was my point to begin with.
Okay. Absolutely.
Now, I wanted to ask about pet insurance and the cost of going to a veterinarian.
Man, that was embarrassing. An honest mistake, but embarrassing. Did you notice that interview is, I guess, about, 15 to 20 years old. 15 years old, actually. Have you noticed how high my voice was? Oh, my God, my voice got deeper. I had never realized that. When you get older, so does your voice. Is that true?
I don't know, Ron. I guess it's true.
Oh, my God. That was annoying. I play that every year for two reasons. One, it's funny, the way that I tried to cover up the mistake. And two, it kills a couple of minutes. And that's my goal. All right. So it is Veterans Day. This is the day that we honor our veterans, not veterinarians. Although I honor them too. I mean, without them, dogs would be sicker. Okay. I've done many interviews with veterans over the years, and I'm an advocate for hiring veterans, because when you come back into this world after being overseas usually or being trained for combat, and you come back here and it's like, now what? And there's a lot of depression and a lot of confusion involved. There's depression and confusion for people that aren't in the service. I mean, can you imagine? And it's not only the veterans that go through this, it's their families. It's just, to serve this country, whether you believe in that or not, it is something that they do, and they need to be honored for it. And I don't believe that saying thank you for your service, just like you say thank you, or please or thank you, or Gesundheit, or bless you when you sneeze, it doesn't mean anything anymore, because it's just the thing that you say as opposed to the thing you mean. Some people actually do mean it, but we don't know which ones they are. But we all say thank you for your service. It's time just to support them and stop saying it and actually doing it. So that's what I say. So today we're going to speak to two different types of veterans, both advocating better situations for them when they return to this kind of life. Sometimes I wonder what this kind of life really is worth returning to, but nonetheless, this is what you have. So there you go, man. You deal with what you got. You know what I mean? It's like a card game. You know, when you're dealt certain cards, those are the cards you are dealt. You deal with them, and you make the best of your hand, and sometimes you hold them, sometimes you fold them. Okay, we're getting too far with the examples here. Anyway, so it is Veterans Day. Thank you for your service, but at the same time, really thank you. You know, I'm saying that I'm really thanking you and supporting you. Let's do that. Now, stop cutting down military leaders and people in the military. Stop putting them down and cutting them down and stuff. They need the opposite. They need the support. They need the best medical care ever because they're coming into a difficult situation, especially psychologically. Do you know how many people in this country are fucked up mentally? And you don't have to be really, really mentally, like, not in good shape. Even a little bit will fuck you up pretty good. I'm sorry I said pretty good. Anyway, it's important to do that. Yeah. We're going to do these interviews back to back. It's going to come up momentarily, and we'll get into that very, very soon. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, this show is not just for normal people, quite obviously. The show is also in order to bring people together with love and understanding. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is actually where people meet. It's almost like a freaking dating service. Did you know that as well? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. For example, our announcer, in the same boat as you are.
Because you listen to the Ron Van Dam Show, I know that you are a classy, intelligent person. And so I've been meaning to ask if maybe I could get your number. If you're not doing anything this weekend, maybe we could get together and, talk about Ron over a couple drinks. I mean, we don't have to talk about Ron, but he is kind of the thing that brought us together. So, well, you let me know. For right now, you're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Oh, that is so tender and wonderful. Oh, come on, everybody, say awe together. Oh, look at that. Look at that. There's strength and awe. Do you have a puppy dog? Do you have a puppy dog? I asked you a question. Do you have a puppy dog? I think we all do. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's time. You ready? Get your puppy dog. I'll wait here. Go on, get it. Are you ready? Okay, now I want you to hold up your puppy dog to the speaker, because we can all see you through the speaker, especially if you have cable. Now hold up your puppy dog to the Alexa thing in your room, because they can hear you and see you as well, without you knowing it. So hold up your puppy dog. Come on.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh God. Isn't it strange that no matter what we're talking about, as soon as somebody takes out a picture of their puppy dog or their dog at any age, the reaction is always the same?
Aww.
Yeah, I know. It's always the same. Sometimes it'll be this, but it's usually this.
Aww.
I know. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our guests will be joining us. It is indeed Veterans Day, and we do honor our veterans without question, because they are special people. But first, there's this kind of weird kind of thing.
Have you been injured in an auto accident? Have you thought about maybe getting injured in an auto accident? Every day, hundreds of people around the country win very profitable lawsuits for the injuries they've suffered in auto accidents. But it's not always easy to find an auto accident to be involved in that you yourself didn't cause. That's where I come in. Attorney Jimmy LaGuardia, aka Crash Boom Jimmy. I can not only represent you in your injury lawsuit case, but I can help you arrange and be involved in the very accident for which you're seeking to collect. After years on the job, I know a guy who knows a guy who probably knows a guy who can thoughtfully arrange your accident to the degree you want, from gentle fender bender to near-death experience. And if you do happen to die in your accident, There is no cost to you for my services. Attorney Jimmy LaGuardia, call me now at 555-CRASH-BOOM for your free consultation. Probably somewhere down near the docks where there aren't a lot of cameras, or maybe in the back room of my cousin Lorenzo's restaurant. They make such a good brujol, you can't believe it. 555-CRASH-BOOM. Call me today, because with Jimmy LaGuardia, winning your lawsuit is no accident.
Dr. Linda Singh joins us now. She's a retired Army two-star general, as well as the first woman and African-American to lead the Maryland National Guard. Woo, kudos. That's great. Congratulations. I understand.
Thank you.
Yeah, 38 years in service. Is that true?
That is true. It's hard to believe, but very true.
My God. Well, I mean, wow. You're very impressive, that's for sure. How did you rise to these positions and these celebrations? I mean, what's the secret of that,
Ron? I think the thing that comes to mind, and the word which was really my call sign in the military, it's what everyone referred to me instead of using my name when they were trying to say I was going from one location to the next, but they called me Relentless. And I would kind of use that to say that was what really got me through all of those years. It's just being relentless in the pursuit. And at some point, it changed from being a job to being passion.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you when it exactly it flipped, but I found myself just enjoying being in the military, continuing to do great and wonderful things, and the time just flew by.
Wow. Well, when the time flies by, either you're successful or happy with what you're doing. So that's the secret to that, if you want time to fly by. Being phrased that relentless, is that in the face of adversity, or is that just because through one's life and through one's path, there are people that say no? How do you overcome that?
Right. I think when my soldiers started hearing my story and they got to know me more from the personal side,
mm-hmm.
and realizing that challenges and adversity and things happen to everyone, right? I mean, it really doesn't matter whether you're from the best household or the worst household. And when the soldiers started to see that I was a normal person, I think that's what caused them to really look at me and say, you know, she's really relentless because she hasn't given up. She could have easily given up, but she's never given up. And that inspired me to really share my story with them because I found that they connected more to me and were more willing to serve with a leader that could really connect to them on that level.
Well, yes, I mean, they probably realized that you were normal, but also that you were extraordinary. So those two things can go hand in hand sometimes. as an entrepreneur, I guess you learned a lot of that fortitude in the service. Does that play a role?
As an entrepreneur, I definitely learned a lot of the fortitude from the services, but mm-hmm. the thing that I would say, it takes really understanding your passion if you want to keep it up every day. Mm. An entrepreneur is something that's very different, but what I am finding is that a lot of veterans come out and start their own companies.
Yes.
And a lot of veterans are providing a significant contribution to the economy that I don't think, you know, veteran-owned businesses, I don't think that many people understand that.
We've had the subject on the show many, many times, and it's always proven itself to be the case that veterans make the best entrepreneurs because they understand people, they understand teamwork, they understand personalities, they have the fortitude that you're talking about. I mean, they've got all the qualities there to be successful.
Right.
Yeah, and the veterans should be hired whether they're going to own the company or whether they're going to lead a certain division of the company. It's a perfect match.
You know, Ron, the thing that I would also say to that, and it's given me a passion, not only to be committed as an entrepreneur to hiring veterans, but almost 90% of my employees today, and they're all over the U.S., are all veteran spouses. And that's another way in which I can give back to our Army community and really, you know, the overall services, but by hiring spouses, because sometimes I think we forget that they're the ones who stay and really carry the water while we have to be deployed. And so I'm still continuing to make that commitment, not just to the Army, but to our spouses and families.
Yeah, it seems like the greatest barrier to success is apathy. And it's a person who has a normal role in life other than what you went through develops this apathy of like, I can't do this and I can't do that. And they don't let me do that. And they didn't hire me for that job. And it lacks exactly what you're talking about here, that fortitude.
Absolutely. And the thing that I've learned probably the most through the Army is not just about the leadership, but, you know, I was able to find something deep within inside me that just bloomed. And I'm not real sure that it would have bloomed someplace else. I mean, I've worked in corporate America, and, you know, I love my corporate jobs. But when I got a chance to just, you know, focus in and actually serve as the adjutant general for the state of Maryland, there was something that came alive in me that I can't describe.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a feeling of being useful and significant, and that makes us all feel good when that occurs and it's accepted thereof by those around you as well, your importance in life and what they do as well. Is there a place that we can visit website-wise, because we're in a website world, you know, where we can follow you or and get some advice from you, et cetera?
Well, the first place I would tell a young person today to go is the GoArmy.com if they want to be able to find more out about the Army, because that would be the first place to start. And I didn't have the internet back when I was coming into the military, so all those resources weren't there.
I understand.
And if someone wanted to really, you know, connect to me and ask the question, I am on LinkedIn, and so they can find me, you know, Linda Singh on LinkedIn, and I will answer questions, especially if we have young individuals that are considering joining the military. I mean, those are the ones that I love talking to the most.
Well, inspiration is the word, and that's what you put forth, and that's what people need. So thanks for doing that, and congratulations on your admirable career. And thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Command Sergeant Major Jahani Ortega is joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Great. What a wonderful title you have. Oh, my goodness. How long have you... Well, I mean it. How long have you been in the service?
So I've been in the service 24 years. I joined when I was 16.
Wow. And wow, up in ranks. Wow, that's wonderful. Congratulations on that. Are you still involved?
Thank you.
Are you still involved in the military?
Oh, yes. I'm still active duty in the Army. I'm stationed in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, you have many layers to yourself, Johanny, as I understand it, and so do many people who are serving the country at the present time. You went into the creative area of things. Were you always interested in the creative arts?
Oh, yes. So as a child, my grandmother taught me to read. She was a voracious reader, and she instilled that in me. And when I immigrated to the United States at the age of 9, then that just translated into reading in English and devouring those stories as well. So I've always been into reading and writing my own stories and poetry as well. So I just needed to really ground myself as a person, learn about life. And I did that through the Army. The recruiter was my golden ticket to do that. And once I did that, then I was able to pursue the passion that I've always had for writing.
Wow. So you're doing both at the same time, and you've done quite a bit of writing, as I understand it, and very successfully so. But I apparently, according to what I have here, you're not the only one who pursues their interests while they're serving.
Oh, no, no, no. So I have other creative people around me, like a photojournalist that is part of my unit. He takes photos. That's his specialty as well in the Army. People don't know that, so that's a fun fact. And he helps me with my social media, with pictures, as well as with newsletter stuff for pictures as well. And I recently came across another writer that wanted some mentoring when I shared with the group that I had written and published something. So I'll be having that going for myself, mentoring another writer in the Army.
Wow. It's not just writing, though, is it? You pursue other things as well.
Oh, yes. So the Army has specialties when it comes to band, playing instruments, and singing. And you also have soldiers that they may not be part of those specialties that are creative in the Army field. They have other specialties like myself, and they still are able to pursue other things such as YouTubing, video gaming, singing, making shirts, doing other creative pursuits as well.
You realize that most lay people in this country have no idea that this went on. Seriously, they just thought it was, really, they did not. They don't. They have. I think it'd be nice if there were more publicity as to exactly what happens in the service. That it's not just running around in uniforms and digging trenches and it's just a whole separate way of life that mirrors your abilities, right?
Oh, yes. And that's the thing. So I grew up in the Army with leaders that push that holistic view.
Uh-huh.
And that in turn is what I teach my soldiers as well, to be able not to just achieve the Army's mission, right? But to also to pursue their own family goals, their own personal goals. So that way, as a person, they feel complete. And then they're able to come complete every day when they come to the unit and achieve those goals.
Yeah. Are you special in that category where a commander has that type of attitude? Because I don't know. I originally, you know, I'm not going to say how old I am, but going back in time,
me
let's
say,
okay, all right, fine. it was a concept that you strip away things from a person in order to mold them into what they should be for the purposes of service. But that doesn't seem to be the way it is anymore. It seems to be more to develop yourself, and then you develop others accordingly.
Yes. So shifting, right, the things are happening and shifting and changing in the Army, thanks to our senior leaders.
Good.
Right? But one thing that we're doing is just stripping people of counterproductive behavior so that way we can have them incorporate healthy habits that are conducive to being a good citizen and being a good soldier in the Army.
Wow. If you take out the part being a good soldier in the Army, that would be like for everybody. Like, let's get everybody help in developing themselves and being good citizens. And I mean, you know, okay.
Very important.
It is for everybody, and to have a successful family life as well. How long do you plan to be in the military, may I ask?
Yes, of course. So I see myself doing this for 5 more years before I retire. I'm having lots of fun leading soldiers and helping them and coaching them.
Wow.
So that's really why I'm still here.
I love that. You're having lots of fun. My God, this is wonderful. I mean, wow, the attitude is great. Wow. Have fun, develop yourself, pursue your interests. Wow, it's pretty cool. Okay.
And teach others.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do as a commander. Yeah, you inspire, and that's what you do. It's your thing. How do we get more information about this if someone has some questions about it or some interest?
Yeah, so I encourage everyone to head over to GoArmy.com and to get that first step in being all that you can be.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Hey, it's a pleasure speaking to you. You're inspiring, and I guess that's where you are, what you are, and how you've gotten to where you are now. Continued success.
Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Johanny, thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you to my special guests. And thank you to you for listening. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, well, I wish you peace.